Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Man arrested on traffic stop for felony drug charges. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Campbell County Sheriff's deputies were patrolling in the area of South Gurley Avenue and Santee Drive when they observed a 2004 Subaru Outback with expired tags. After stopping the vehicle at around 9 p.m. on Tuesday, deputies discovered the driver, a 24-year-old man, had two warrants for arrest out of Campbell County. One warrant was for failure to appear on his second driving under suspension and a bench warrant for bond revocation, according to Deputy Lang. A canine sniff indicated on the vehicle, and an 18-year-old female who was a passenger in the car was cited for use of a controlled substance. After being transported to the jail, detention officers found suspected methamphetamine in the 24-year-old's wallet. He was charged with driving under a suspended license, felony possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine third offense, no insurance, and expired registration. Under Sheriff Quentin Reynolds said there was an additional search warrant issued in the case, but was unable to release any names of the suspects due to the Division of Criminal Investigation potentially getting involved. For those who are ready for the winter to be over, Punxsutawney Phil performed his once-a-year duty of looking for his shadow to determine if six more weeks of winter are in store or an early spring is on the way. Groundhog Day originated from immigrants from German-speaking areas of Europe known as the Pennsylvania Dutch. Germans have a tradition of making Candlemas, or February 2nd, as Badger Day. If a badger emerging from its den encountered a sunny day and casted a shadow, it predicted four more weeks of winter. The Pennsylvanians maintain the same tradition as the Germans on Groundhog Day, except the winter's spell would be prolonged for 6 weeks instead of four. For the Pennsylvania Dutch, the badger became the dachs, which is now a groundhog. The earliest mention of Groundhog Day in history was in 1840. Since then, the U.S. has made Groundhog Day a yearly celebrated event. This year marks the 137th time Punxsutawney Phil has made his prediction, and it appears we are in for six more weeks of winter. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.